Would you ever see any white ashes?
Yes, sir. I've seen white. Now you can take ash wood, burn ash wood, and they'll all be white.
I didn't know that.
They'll be just as white as cotton here.
These things that we're sitting in are what?
Chairs.
Okay.
Rockers.
Okay, and that is what?
Couch.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
You ever hear anything like that called a sofa?
Yeah. Everybody calls some calls them sofas and some calls them a couch.
Okay.
And sometimes I've heard some boys talk about having a couch fever. Actually, I've got one of them. Yeah. He said he had the couch fever.
Mm.
He first accused his wife of having it. Because she slept so much.
Yeah. Now he's got it, huh?
Yeah, he's got it now.
Let me see. In a room where you have a piece of furniture that's got drawers in it that you keep things in, you might call that a...
Wait a minute. It would be a safe, I reckon.
Okay.
I don't know whether that would be the proper thing to call it, not weak. I always call them safe, that is, before you set your dishes.
Okay.
Your vessels up, you know.
Okay. What if it's in a bedroom and you keep clothes in it or something like that?
Oh, that'd be... Let me ask my woman. What is the question now?
Well, what would you call it, a chest of drawers or a bureau or a chiffonier? It's a thing that's got drawers in it, you
it
know.
It might be a dresser.
Okay, fine. Dresser's fine.
Well, you hope me that much because I don't know. I'm not much of a housekeeper, you know. My wife keeps house.
Right. Well, all of this we've been talking about, like the couch and the chairs, this is all what?
Furniture.
Okay. The things over in a house, the things over the windows that you, sometimes they're on rollers and you pull them down to keep the sun out.
Curtains.
Okay. And you ever hear them called shades or anything?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Call them shades or curtains.
Okay. A place where you hang up your clothes in a, would you call that a closet or a wardrobe?
Be a wardrobe.
Okay. If it's, is a wardrobe built in or can you move it around in the room?
You can move them.
Okay. Up in the top of the house, up above the ceiling, you might have a place where you store stuff.
Upstairs?
Well, and you couldn't live up there. It would just be a kind of a place where you could store stuff away. Some people would call it an attic or a loft. Or...
Well, it's a loft. That's what I always call it, a loft, up in the loft.
Okay.
I think that's what's called going up on the moon.
Yeah? If you've got a room full of old furniture that's not worth anything, and maybe you've got some old broken tools or something, you'd say, when they were all in one room, you'd say, well, that room's just full of...
Junk.
Okay.
I've got one of them.
What?
Junk. Room full of junk. I guess we got stuff in there we first started keeping house with, some of it.
Well, some of it may come in handy someday. You don't want to...
Well, it might be a souvenir. I tell you, though, we give away a lot of stuff here, just that we've had off and got old, you know, and people come by and pick it up as a souvenir, you know. Something like that. Wasn't worth nothing to us, you know, and they'd want it.
Yeah.
So we just give it to some whoever wanted it.
Well, that was mighty nice. You can get rid of a lot of stuff that way if you don't watch it. You know?
Oh, yeah, you can, sure enough.
Let me see. You might say, would you say, talking about your wife sweeping the floor and cleaning the house, you'd say every morning she...
Sweeps the floor.
Okay.
Sweeps the house, or one.